Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have some potential spoilers for this week's episode of Dynamite.
Vince McMahon, of course, wants to regain creative control of WWE.
We've got the latest details on WWE's WrestleMania plans for Gunther.
And I'll bring you an update on the rumours of Brock Lesnar's return to the UFC. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And c'est la nouvelle.
Okay, yeah.
This is the news in French because he's been in the French, hasn't he?
That's more French than I know, to be fair. And I've just been there. So what does that say about my ignorant, awful British idiot ass?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Adam. Je voudrais un bonbon.
What?
I like a sweet, please.
Okay. Here's a sweet news story. Will that suffice?
Ooh, segue.
You want some talk about who Jade Cargill might be facing on this week's episode of Dynamite?
Is Shaq coming back?
It's not Shaq, I'm afraid. He's not Canadian.
Good point.
I don't think. Is he? I don't know.
No.
Here we go. Fightful Slides have come through, just kind of running through some of the possibilities, some of the rumours, some of the Canadian wrestlers
who
could step up and challenge Jade for the TBS this week, spoiler, mystery, spoilers. You can skip ahead if you don't want to go over this, but most of them are kind of unattached talents, understandably. Mm-hmm. Lufisto is the first name here, indie wrestling legend Lufisto. Fightful note that there'd been interest in her going to AEW and some informal discussions had taken place, potentially as a coach, which would be a sensible role because she's extremely good and extremely experienced. Mm-hmm. So boom, there you go. However, there wasn't a follow-up on this and she ended up working a short tag match at the taping she attended instead. As of Thursday, she was not the planned opponent.
Uh-huh.
Jody Brett, another free agent, if you recall, had that awesome kick-ass Dark Elevation or Dark, one of the developmental shows, match with Athena a couple of months ago that got silly people all worked up.
Oh, is it that one?
Yeah, that one. Jody Brett's really good. But yeah, she's still a free agent and she's based in Ontario, so she's a possibility. Mm. Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah. What did I think of her? That makes a lot of sense.
She's a free agent now, man.
Yeah.
So she's a possibility. It was reported last week that the belief is that she's going to head to AEW what's the other one? WWE. Yeah, I forgot the world's biggest wrestling promotion there.
I genuinely try to think that is Impact? MLW? Yeah. I don't know.
Bit rusty. She's committed to dates with MLW through next month, but she's technically on the table. Rosemary, little update on her. She's under a deal with Impact, but she's allowed to take select outside bookings, but it's unlikely that that would include AEW without the proper clearance. The Bunny has been brought up. She's very injured at the moment, unfortunately. Out of action, due to undergo medical testing, so maybe she'd be cleared in time. But you'd imagine that if they're building up a mystery slot, they would bring in like someone who's not an active part of the roster. Or someone who's maybe been gone a bit of a longer time. Nicole Matthews is an interesting one. Another shimmer legend here. Check out the Madison Eagle stuff. Tremendous across the board. She's been taking US bookings, and she was on Twitter yesterday, back in the US for the first time since, I think, 2018.
Wow.
She's traveling the US a little bit more. She's fully legal to work in the US. She's still based out of Vancouver, so she's an interesting possibility as well. But yeah, it doesn't really narrow a whole lot down here, but, you know, some interesting names being thrown about, particularly if you're a big bad indie nerd like I am. I love a mystery gimmick. I love and hate them, because I enjoy it in the moment, but there's always some person going, it's not a big enough surprise or whatever. And
why isn't it Trish?
Yeah.
Because she's working Mania, probably.
Yeah. And Lita at the same time. So, you know, there's a good and bad to this stuff.
Yes, exactly. So you're telling me that my bet I placed after Dynamite last week saying Renee Paquette was going to be the one to challenge her because there was an allusion to her being from Canada doesn't sound like the best bet I've made.
Renee Dupree? Another Canadian called Renee?
The name on the contract does read Renee.
What's he up to these days?
Good question.
I don't know.
I think he's doing a pod. Everyone's doing a pod nowadays.
He was in Japan semi-recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What culture wrestling podcast? Where do we get your podcast from?
Oh, yeah, he is doing the pod because a thing occurred.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Well, moving swiftly on. Oh, what great news to walk back into work to today, Andy. Vince McMahon wants to take back over control of creative from WWE. Not, I mean, not that this should come as a surprise. It's just depressing because, do you remember when he resigned in disgrace last year?
Yeah, I remember that well.
Anyway, apparently, according to Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio, Vince McMahon could use the potential sale of WWE as a way to leverage his way back into the role of head of creative. Yeah, Dave said, of course, he wants to regain creative control. And yes, he will facilitate a move back into creative power following a sale, hopefully without it having negative repercussions. Now, that, of course, depends on who buys WWE and whether they want Vince McMahon in that role. But yeah, basically, Dave there reporting that Vince is going to try and weasel his way back in. I really hope this doesn't happen.
Yeah, of course, it's going to, isn't it? He will be hoping for a buyer that will let him slide into a nice little role where he has lots of control and all of this stuff. That I think that was always the likeliest outcome.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are still in a little bit of denial about all of this stuff. It's Vince McMahon, man. He's a control freak and a maniac. And
he's got a mustache now.
He's got a mustache, yeah, and a shaved head, it seems.
Allegedly.
Strange looking fella. Strange acting fella. Strange fella across the board.
Weird dude.
Yeah. The obvious, you know, creative WWE is a lot better than it was when that psychopath was penning the material. So obviously we hope this doesn't happen. But he will absolutely try to worm his way into some kind of big role, whoever takes over. Who's even left in the race at this point?
That's a very good question.
Saudi Arabia?
I was going to say, I'm not holding my breath that when the big corporate takeover happens, whoever it may be, that they're going to be like, right, where do we stand morally here?
Yeah.
And I've got great hope for incredibly rich people doing something like that.
Yeah, it's...
call me a communist or a socialist or whatever you're going to call me in the comments.
Here is red.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, you got red shoes on too. This guy...
I'm a champagne socialist is what I am.
I don't know where this is going. Politics. Gunther.
There we go.
WrestleMania. We know he's going to face the winner of Sheamus versus Drew on this week's episode of SmackDown, which is very exciting and will be very good.
Yes.
However, Fightful Select filled in some of the gaps with regards to his WrestleMania creative, noting that his WrestleMania plans, Gunther, the Intercontinental title, have actually been in place since December.
I thought so.
So it's a long-term plan. It doesn't seem to have changed. And they found that they've been informed, the outlet has, that by the time the world heard rumours of Gunther versus Brock, that was already off the table. So that's quite interesting. We all went, oh yeah, they might do this. Meanwhile, WWE a month earlier had been like, nah.
You could have put something in the comments, Gunther, and just told us.
Yeah, come on, Gunther.
Brother works for what culture?
Yeah,
twin.
Yeah.
He looks like him.
He did.
He's got a big square head.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't have
Austrian as well. But yes, there you are. I hope we get Gunther versus Brock at some point because it would kick ass.
Yes, please.
It would kick ass.
Please.
But Sheamus or Drew at Mania will be great as well. So.
Can I make my prediction?
Yeah.
Both.
All right.
I think that match is going to go to some shonky finish.
The triple A.
Yeah, I thought that's what they were doing on SmackDown because they did the double pin and it was like, I've won. Oh, well, you're going to both go into
they're
it.
Being cute.
And then Gunther made a major point of like, no, one person. So they're like, okay, we'll have a face off. So, I mean, it'd be really dumb if Imperium come down and attack, costing them both the match. But hey, I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, not at all.
But regardless, either or Ooh. Both. Works for me.
All of those options kick ass.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Right, let's bring you a bit of an update on Brock Lesnar. Lots of speculation about his future recently. In an interview with The Spun, not The Sun, don't buy The Sun, it's a rag. The interview with The Spun, Dana White was asked about the possibility of Brock Lesnar returning to the UFC, of course, to fight new heavyweight champion John Bones Jones. And Dana White said, Brock and I have a great relationship. We always have, but I don't think Brock wants to fight anymore. Brock's made a lot of money. He came into the UFC, won the heavyweight title. He's got nothing left to prove. I don't think he'd want to do it. I wouldn't want to face John Jones either. One of the greatest fighters of our generation.
Yeah.
Completely tarnished by his stuff outside of the octagon, of course.
He's a fanny.
But why would you want it, like...
Yeah, why would you do that? Why'd you do it?
No. And there's a few, like, interesting propositions. Like, a year or two ago, when we were like, bro, they're bringing Brock back in. Like, it was just the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, there's a good few matches that you could pitch. I mean, whether Omos is one of them, I don't know. But there's a good few matches. Gunther is the perfect example that you're like, no, I still want to see that. Cody. Still a role he can play. Exactly.
Yeah. There's lots of fun options. We always do the fresh, interesting thing that no one else is sick of at all and do Roman versus Brock again. Why not? Like, I'm out.
Come as a tag team?
Yeah, why not? Oh my God. What? The mega powers. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm really happy for you, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Time to die.
Sorry.
I'm way out of the loop on UFC stuff. I know John Jones just returned and beat Cyril Gane.
Gane.
So yeah, there you go. But I know John
it's a
Jones
murderous
is,
row at the top.
Is a killer
at the top of UFC. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So Brock Lesnar been out of the game a long, long time. Obviously, he had the diverticulitis stuff. Why would you put yourself through the physical toll? The fight camp, a weight cut, all of that. You know, actually getting punched in the face, all of that stuff. Why would you go through that if you don't need to and you're quite comfortable and you're living well? Maybe the thrill of it, I don't know, but he would probably lose if he faced John Jones.
I think you can bring him back and he faces anyone out of Cyril Gane. I know Francis Ngannou who's gone away from UFC for the moment, but there's hopefully a moment he comes back and takes someone's head off.
Yeah.
Or Jones, or quite a few of those top contenders in the heavyweight division. I think the game's moved on.
Yes, that's the thing. If you can you can deal with the Brock Lesnar wrestling bull rush and the takedowns and stuff, you can handle that. You can knock him out. It's like there's a blueprint for it. Cain Velasquez and Alistair Overeem and whatever. Obviously, my man Mark Hunt didn't fare so well. My favorite fighter of all time.
Well, I don't know what the actual result on that was after.
Because there was like a lawsuit or something.
It was like, how long do you need to be in the drug testing pool? Oh, you don't need to. Yeah. Okay, there's nothing suspicious. The only fight I'd like to see is him versus Tai Tuivasa, because then they can both have a shoey at the end.
That's the shoe guy.
I like Tuivasa,
the shoe guy.
But I don't see him going back. And I'm fairly certain, don't quote me on this, you aren't allowed to drive tractors to the octagon and turn it sideways, so...
Yeah,
that might be the
that would be problematic.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, we want to get in touch with us. Mark Smith kicks us off today. Mark says, "Morning, guys.
Morning.
Is the simplest way for WWE to split the belts now to draft the champion after WrestleMania? Mark's saying here it's Cody, hopefully, to one show and have the King of the Ring winner become champion on the other.
Ooh, that would be a nice way to add some high stakes King of the Ring, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
And there's a way that Cody can present it because he's a wordsmith.
I've never been a big fan of the idea of like Roman dropping one belt or them splitting it like through Cody going, I'm going to defend both individually and lose one match and win. So I think I like this. This is really great. Yeah.
They've had a sort of dry run of this with Becky, of course, after 35. And yeah, it like she dropped it immediately afterwards, and it was like, oh, shenanigans, two matches, one night. Yeah. But still made her look a bit weak. So having him instead say, you know what, I've always wanted the WWE Championship, but this is titled the Universal. Let's say is worthy.
Deserves its own pedestal.
And it makes King of the Ring even bigger. Well, even bigger. It's been a bit in the doldrums until Bow Down dropped. Best theme that we've had for quite some time in WWE.
Bow Down.
From King Woods that they gave him for.
About
3 weeks we got that. And then they went, get rid of it because it's too good.
Yeah. I didn't know the title of it, but that was really good.
It's a banger. Brian George is our second question of the day. Brian George writes, morning, guys. Is it safe to say that despite rumours, Lesnar versus Omos won't be changed or cancelled now? I think Adam Wilborn and I are the only ones excited about it.
Yeah, it's set in stone. I think that it was a lot... I actually thought it was really, really funny how after Elimination Chamber, everyone was like, oh, and then on Raw when they did the challenge, everyone was like, oh, it must be a swerve.
Yeah.
Like, they must be going back to Bobby. That was a crap finish. They must be doing that. They're not doing Omos. Don't be stupid. They're doing Bobby and Brock. They're doing Bobby and Brock, guys. Don't worry. And then it came out, like, the other week that Brock just did not want to work with Bray Wyatt, so he's facing Omos instead.
I imagine that match at Elimination Chamber was a shoot. First to kick their opponent in the dick and get disqualified.
Yeah, it was like an old school Shinsuke Nakamura heel turn match. It turned out that Brock just did not want to face Bray Wyatt, so they came up with a stupid finish that meant he could lose without really losing. So yeah, it's not changing at all.
It's going to be two spots that match. It's going to be the tree slam from Omos, which will look quite impressive to be honest, especially if Brock wants to work with him and gets up for it. And a terrifying-looking F5, I would anticipate.
He's not getting off for it, brother.
Yeah, almost. don't watch the footage of A-Train taking an F5. That's all I'll say. Mark Solid gives our final question of the day. Mark writes, morning, legends. Thoughts on instead of having Jade go after the AEW Women's title, instead go to New Japan and go after Mercedes Moné?
Yeah, I'd be totally in favour of Jade going to Japan for a bit. It would just give her a fresh lick of paint, wouldn't it?
Seasoning as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, I think Jade's awesome. I love Jade. But she has definitely kind of stagnated a bit in AEW. There's some, you know, questions about, like, the stories and the dissolution of the baddies and the Red Velvet stuff and all that. Wasn't really into that personally, and I know a lot of other people weren't as well. But yeah, like progress-wise, and Brian Danielson has said this recently, it would really benefit her to just go to Japan for 3 to 6 months and just wrestle every day. You should pick a lot up.
What was the last match where we thought it was feasible that Jade could lose the title? Athena, probably?
Yeah, probably Athena, but even then it was like...
Probably not.
Yeah, it was like she's probably not losing. So, like, I think it's going to be Chris Statlander who's going to come back.
I agree. They're just killing time until she comes back,
aren't they? Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be a while. But, yeah, no, I agree. It doesn't necessarily need to be to go after Mercedes. You just go to Stardom and wrestle for 6 months and be awesome.
Yeah.
But she would improve a lot and she would pick a lot up and she'd probably have a blast as well. So, yeah, I like it.
Watching a Kairi versus Brock promo footage.
I saw that.
On Squared Circle this morning. Did you work with Kairi? I don't know what Kairi's up to right now.
Yeah. Kairi is Stardom / New Japan. So, yeah. Like, the working relationship theoretically enables this stuff. So, yeah, I'd love it.
As ridiculous as that promo is, it reminded me how good her elbow drop is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Best in the business?
It's my favourite in the business.
It just looks
certainly.
More, it looks like she puts everything into it.
She kind of folds herself up in the air and then, it's great.
I was about to say, it's better than Punk's, but I mean,
well,
that's a very low bar, that, isn't it?
Yeah, poor Punk.
Punk,
he's a millionaire. What am I talking about?
I'd like to see it though, because like you say, I think they've not done a great deal with her recently. I didn't really mind the Red Velvet stuff, but I didn't believe she was ever going to beat her.
Yeah.
And now you can just tell. I'm excited about Wednesday. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be a nice surprise. But I'm not going, ooh, they could be the person to... No, it's going to be 50, 60, 70 odd. Have a go away. Like you say, I've beaten everyone I need to beat in AEW. I'm going to New Japan and then come back and be like, well, that was nice. I beat everyone in New Japan or like Stardom or whatever, like you say. Who, you know, I'm the best. Chris Statlander returns.
Yeah,
there's your match.
There you go. And and can you imagine as well, like Jade goes away for 6 months, she comes back to TV, you get an instant pop immediately because it's someone who's been away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But then she, because she's been in Japan, she's been improving and doing all these matches or whatever, she has like a kick-ass 12-minute match with like Athena or Statlander or Shida or someone.
Yeah.
Or even Hater or whoever. It would be sick. It would be awesome.
Yeah, love that as an idea, Mark. And let's move on to today's and finally. And I just wanted to share this photo of a friend of the channel just living his best life. We always give him a shout out. I know, you know, there's people speculating about him returns to the ring. Well, we don't know what's going on there. We just hope he's having a great time. And he certainly looks it. Big E was at LAFC's game recently.
Hey.
And was presenting the Falcon Flight.
Ah.
Looks great. Looks happy. Very happy for him.
Good for him, man. It's good to see him. I mean, he always looks happy. This guy is like such an aspirational figure in so many ways. And I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope he's doing well. He's good at holding Falcons.
Yeah, he looks great in that.
Give him that. I can do that. I'd be like, oh, don't peck my eyes out.
I remember, oh yeah, we had like a barn owl or tawny owl in Beavers or Cubs or Scouts or whatever it was.
Cubs, man.
Yeah, it's all over my arm. Who's that? Benroy.
Benroy's edit. Sorry, man. Sorry. Why am I saying sorry? It was him. This fuck.
We're back. Right, let us know your thoughts on today's news stories. In the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to review
for
SmackDown.
For a third time, URNFUCKER. There you go. There you
have
to censor
work?
That one.
That
one's all right.
Okay, fair enough.
I think. I don't know.
We're reviewing SmackDown and Rampage, previewing Raw a little bit later on today, as I said. Twitter questions, all that good stuff, at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop34.
It's still going.
It's still going. I don't know if that's the right number, but it's still going. Back to the hoop chair.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE.
Twitter community for questions tomorrow.
Twitter, okay.
I haven't told you that yet. No, YouTube community.
Yeah.
I'm Rusty.
Check out the YouTube channel later. There'll be a photo of a crocodile on it.
Probably.
Check that out later on. My thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.